If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, Stanley heard the bat signal.
Hey, man, Danny Fortson.
He heard the bat signal.
Danny
Let's get
Fortson.
To the Elk Grove Kia talk line here, 916-909-1320. Stanley, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. It's going to be a great New Year because the Miami Hurricanes are going to do what the Miami Hurricanes do, returning to win a national championship.
Shout out to the U. Shout out to the U.
Yeah.
They did God's work. They handled Ohio State. Yeah. So I got love. I got love for the U. Michael Irvin is a national treasure. He gets wilder and wilder with every game.
I think he's leaning into the bit
Michael
at this point.
I love Michael Irvin on the sideline. I love it. I love it. That's a true hurricane for you. And but yeah, let's get to the business. And I'm not trying to shove nobody out the door. I have great respect for Doug Christie. Who's our next coach going to be? Is it going to be Danny Fortson? Is it going to be Danny? Who's going to put the fear of God in these people, man? Doug just sits there and frowns, and he does some words telling them about how we're going to play Kings basketball. I'll tell you what, with Danny Fortson there, you're going to see somebody get kicked in the behind right there on the court, okay?
I haven't seen Danny Fortson in 20 years.
At
I don't
this
know
point, if Doug walked out there and kicked DeMar DeRozan in the ass, I'd go to every Kings game the rest of the year.
Stanley, I'm gonna answer that Kings question, but I want to ask you one question real quick. Who do you want to win on Sunday, the Niners or the Eagles?
It really doesn't matter. It ain't the Cowboys.
You got to pick.
The Cowboys did the right thing. Eberflus's butt is gone. He's gone.
So, you got to pick. Niners or Eagles? Pick one.
I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know what? Toss a coin. I can't stand it. But you know what? I'll take that back. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Oh, my gosh.
You know why? Because I don't want to hear you around here talking about that the 49ers have won a Super Bowl more recently and got more rings than the Cowboys. For that reason, I'll take the Eagles.
All right,
that's crazy. Why do people do this with the Niners?
No, that's
Raider fans were rooting for the Chiefs to beat the Niners.
No, that's a you thing. He said you pissed him off so much he'd rather the
so
Eagles win. That's
yeah, it's you.
It's just then, Jason Jones when he was rooting for the Chiefs.
The Raiders thing is a Niners thing. But Stanley, he's got beef with you. He's got issues with you.
He actually said, "I don't want to hear you."
It was not about the Niners. I don't want to hear you.
Drew Down. He a Cowboys fan.
Yep.
Who do you want to win, Drew Down? I'm talking to him in the chat right now. Who do you want, Niners or Eagles? Rob W., who doesn't even pull up on us no more, he just tweets
Rob
me.
Dubs.
He just tweets me when the Niners lose. Who do you want to win? Niners, Eagles. Man, I'll tell you, boy, these people be hating on the Niners.
No, they just hate you, as Drew Down says. People just hate you, KC.
Well, I love you.
No, that's a good callback right there, brother love. But that doesn't mean I like you. Drew Down says, I will never root for the Eagles.
True fan right there. It's a true fan.
There used to be more hate in sports as far as rivalries and stuff. I feel like for the fans, it kind of, it's gone away. Like Michael Parsons doing the winner for the division. Like that was weird.
Come on, man. Yo, this guy, man. Michael Parsons, bro. That one's going to live with him forever.
Why does a guy like, and this has nothing to do, as Stanley mentioned his name, Matt Eberflus, how does he continue to get employed? Like what?
You know people.
What has he been good at?
You know people.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out what has you. I've heard his name forever.
He's failed at every, like he was not a successful coordinator. He was not a successful head coach.
Who was the head coach for again?
The Bears.
Chicago?
Oh yeah, that's Money Making Mitch. And when then, that era?
It was.
Yeah.
Mitch better have my money. And who was he the coordinator for before that?
Defensive coordinator for the Colts for about four
seasons. The Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
When Andrew Luck was running the offense.
Was it Adam Gase?
Wait a minute.
Was it Adam Gase who got jobs because he was Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator?
And then the Miami Dolphins hired him.
One of the most bizarre introductory press conferences.
It was
in
the
history.
Jets one, I think.
Oh, that was the Jets one. Good call.
That was bizarre. Well, did you see that video of the Cardinals coach addressing the team?
Oh, Jonathan Gannon?
Yeah,
I didn't see the video, but I heard that was emotional.
I don't think I did.
Well, no, it wasn't when he got fired. It was like when he first got introduced. It's like one of the Hard Knocks clips or something like this.
Okay.
Guy never had a chance. Oh. I tweeted it out.
I'll pull it up.
Right now. It's like, all right, man.
Unblock him and pull the tweet up so we could see it.
It's like, all right, this guy, this was never going to work. How did that interview go?
To be fair, like,
so
that's how I felt about Dan Campbell.
Well,
when I saw Dan Campbell's introductory press conference, I was like, you can't be serious.
This is way worse.
What we're doing? He appears to be a very good coach.
This one way worse. Real quick. Eberflus, the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
After getting the Bears job for being the offensive coordinator of the Colts?
Defensive coordinator.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought he was the offensive coordinator. My bad. That's why I got confused. I was like, wait a minute. What?
Well, no, that's not that unusual. We're guys. Like, no, we'll find a spot for you on our staff.
Matt Patricia got an offensive coordinator job.
Yeah, right, there you go.
At one point, yeah. I don't even think it was a real job.
These Belichick stooges, man.
Here's Gannon. Wasn't Gannon?
Jonathan Gannon.
Here you go.
Former.
Welcome back. Who drove over here? Quick, let me see your hands. Who took the bus?
Adults.
Did you have fire in your gut?
Bro.
Did you? We're here for a reason. Don't get that twisted.
Oh, he thought he...
Okay,
oh,
we're here for a reason to win games.
He thought he cooked. Oh, no.
So if you didn't have that fire in your gut, you better light the fire pretty fast.
Oh, man.
Welcome back.
That's tough. We're going
to run it back. Bro, I have never seen...
Run it back.
Who took the bus?
Silence.
Nothing.
You have fire in your gut? Did you?
What does your form of transportation have to do with...
Coach, I rode my bike.
Like, I have never seen a group of individuals...
Coach, my wife dropped me off today. What does that mean?
You have that fire in your gut because you took the bus.
Also, what NFL player took the bus to training camp?
Coach, I almost missed my stop today.
Who had to pull the string to get dropped off at training camp?
Man, that was awful.
Carrying their pads and bags. What? I'm like, what? Got my playbook with me?
On RT.
Oh, that is tough.
who took an Uber to the facility today?
Do you have that fire in your gut? Better get it.
What?
What
does that mean?
Coach, like... You know what the worst part about that is? Is he planned that?
Yeah, he thought, like you said, he thought he cooked.
I was like, oh, I got one.
Man, when I hit him with this, it's going to go crazy. It's going to go crazy when I hit him with the bus line.
He has a group of, y'all, Kyler Murray, sir, I make $200 million.
I'm like, no, riding to work today.
I didn't take the bus to work. My driver dropped me off in my Rolls Royce.
And then, did you take the bus today? You have that fire in your gut? We're going to win. Well, how is any of this related? What are you talking
about? Also, Jonathan Gannon, have you ever taken a bus in your life?
And this guy had the nerve to run up on the running back after he...
oh, my God.
After he dropped the ball before the end zone. If you don't get out of my face.
I'd be pretty concerned if my NFL player was taking the bus to work. Like, he's taking the 34 to work.
The 34. What if he has to transfer? He's got to take the 5 to the 34.
Shout out to the 34. That was minor, but that's
the 62 or 81 to the 62. Every day to McClatchy. Let's go.
Mine? I think mine was 82. I can't remember the one that picked me up in front of Tower Records. I think that was 82.
Oh, the one on what? You said?
Yeah.
That? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I as a shoot, I get sad every time I drive past that. Look to my right or left, depending on, and it's not there. Every single time I get sad, it's not there. I have a question.
Okay.
Nah, I don't.
I think you do.
Is Jonathan Gannon black?
Throw up the yes or no poll.
I feel like if he shaved his head, like it just, like his.
There might be something in the lineage. There might be something there.
I'm going to title that today's show.
Is Jonathan Gannon black?
there might
I hope not, because if he is, he ain't getting another job. He was terrible. I did think, though, because, you know, when we, you know, obviously we ran through, you know, Gannon, you know, Pete Carroll, the different coaches that were fired yesterday, the, you know, the guys who were, you know, Tennessee, New York guys that moved on during the year. It caught my attention. Like, Gannon was there 3 years. That's not a really long time, but you just don't have much leash. Like, you've got to figure, especially in the NFL, you've got to figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, it's that, but also it seems like they're ready to move on from Kyler Murray, too. And it's like, you're going to keep Jonathan Gannon around.
Yeah, but I don't think you can move on from Kyler yet. Like, we've looked at this number.
He told me to trade him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess there's that. Which there might be a market for him.
Still,
I don't know how dead cap works.
I'm always confused.
I don't know how dead cap works. I don't know why a team who trades for a player would have to keep.
It makes no
sense. I do know why. The front-loaded contracts. If you pay someone $90 million the second they sign and $1 million for the next 2 years, you're essentially trying to trade $1 million contract with no financial repercussions to it, where it's like, you could trade $1 million, but you signed him to 90, so you're gonna have to hold this, you know, it's always inflated, this 110 or whatever it winds up
maybe being. it's waived, or it doesn't, does the dead cap or anything still apply if you've already played off the guarantees?
Oh, that's a good question. I would imagine that's when the number
probably
drops.
One the same, though. You probably wouldn't have a big dead cap number if you've already paid off the guarantees. I don't know. My consensus is no, Jonathan Gannon is not black.
If you trade him, the dead cap number is 17, like about 18 million. If you release him,
Kyler.
Kyler. Sorry. Pre June 1st trade, it says dead cap's about 18 million. Pre June 1st release, it's 54 million for the dead cap. So if you trade him, I'm assuming another team eats that money, some of that or whatever.
Well, you can trade him.
Post June 1st release is 47.5. Dead cap is 10 million if you trade him.
Trade, you can make a trade, it feels like, though. That number's not that big.
No, it's absolutely not. Like, that's a movable that's a movable number. For a year, that's a movable number.
Do the John Wall for Russell Westbrook deal, too, for Kyler.
For Kyler.
to this day, that deal was disrespectful. We'll come back. Kings play tonight. We'll stay in the NFL for a few minutes as well, too. There were a lot of teams that had some distinctively different seasons within the season. But does it matter? We'll explain when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get back to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here at 916-909-1320. Our man Tom here. Tom, what's going on, baby?
D'Lo, congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, my friend, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And congratulations to the both of you for joining the married crowd.
Yes, sir.
New York City, you mentioned Hazytown yesterday. My wife and I saw it twice last year, and the understudy was the next day. So the guy with the big, deep voice,
yes,
saw two different versions.
Okay.
And it was just unbelievable. The trombone playing off the charts.
Yeah, incredible.
You mentioned living in New York. Wife and I were there a couple of years ago. A helicopter crashed on top of a high rise.
Oh, my God.
It was a very foggy day. My wife and I are separated. We were just doing different things. So I had to text her how to get back to the hotel. And at that time, you have no idea what that is. It turned out to be relatively okay, but kind of scary.
Sure.
And the last thing is Dusty Baker. So I went to Baker Family Wine. Dusty, you are right. He is the coolest cat. He signed my Willie Mays book, which he wrote the foreword to, and then he had a surprise birthday gift for my adult son. So he just sat there and he was just talking to everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome, man. He's the GOAT, man.
Yeah, Dusty, that's hey, GOAT. Tom, thanks for that, man. Yeah. Thank you. Hadestown really is incredible. Like, it is it's heavy. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to lock in, but it's an incredible musical.
This might be it's New York City, it's Manhattan, there's high rise everywhere. But is there like a super high rise penthouse that overlooks Central Park?
Yes.
I saw a video, and yes. I didn't know if it was like real. Yeah. And people were like, I would never live in that. There's, like, it's so high up there. It's crazy.
It was, I don't think it was, so we came in from the Times Square side, so 6 down to 50-something. I think it's on the other side, and it's like right at it to where you're, because, you know, Central Park has that long, it's like long and like narrow.
Like a rectangle.
Yeah. Mm. It's on the opposite side, and it looks directly, essentially down it. It's like, oh, that is insane. That's like Derek Jeter's house or something. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Somebody did like a, it was on the internet, it was like a viewing of, it was a 2-story penthouse. High, maybe not the highest floor, but like way up there. And I was like, is this AI? Like, is this real? And I was like, I could, it's obviously windows all the way around. And that's your view, like all of Manhattan. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I got too much of a fear of heights. This is, that, I'm that high up just every day, just living.
Well, that's one thing I was concerned about the top of the rock thing with Katie, is she does not like heights. Like, we went to the Space Needle when we went to Seattle, and she essentially was clutching onto my brother. Like, she did not want to walk out to the glass.
Yeah.
She did not want to do that. So there was a part of me that realized this could go really wrong.
Yes,
the beam.
Yes, no, let's go.
Yeah, between the beam and the, there was another thing called, I can't remember what it was called, but it's part of the Top of the Rock experience, where it's essentially the same thing, but it's a little, it's like a round, imagine an elevator that rises up even further, and it does the same thing. Yeah. Like, you can look around, and then you have this just straight shot of looking at the Empire State Building. There was a part of me that realized this could go like very badly, because she does not like this stuff. She's like you, like, she does not like this stuff.
Remind me, I got to talk about the beam real quick. Boss, we're talking football right now, but I wrote it down. I remember.
Okay, the beam, like in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
How it's out of commission.
Well, hadn't seen that thing.
Did anybody see it after the Dallas game? Was that a 2:00 game?
Yeah, I did. I was in Roseville.
Was that the one where you were driving? Yeah, that was that one. Back. Okay, yeah. I actually saw that. I don't block you on Instagram, well, so I saw that one.
Yeah, that, thank you.
And as soon as I saw the car moving, I was like, okay, I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing, and I still thought, I'm going to watch it because I want to see it.
I can't remember when we had it before then, though.
I don't know. I don't know. What's, I mean, we've literally, it's 8
the
times.
The Rockets game, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that was a hard-earned.
Yeah.
That was a hard-earned lighting right there. One more thing from Tom, man. He got to spend some time at Baker Family Wines, which is awesome. Yeah. I'm glad that Dusty was able to make that special for you, Tom, and for your son. Anytime Dusty is at Baker Family Wines, he will happily talk to you. If you ask to see like how they make the wine, they'll show you. They are very proud of what they built there in West Sacramento. Again, whether it's the 755, whether it's the dark rosé that Kenny and I both love, whether it's the long list of different wines that this incredible group of people put together every year, you'll be able to get it at Baker Family Wines on Industrial Boulevard in West Sacramento. So head over to bakerfamilywines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. That's the basically the same thing as a wine club, except it's Dusty Baker's Wine Club. Just an incredible individual, man. There's a million stories like Tom's, and I'm so happy that Tom and his son were able to have that moment, man. Tom, Dusty and Chick and that whole crew down there is terrific.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We were talking, we were playing this very uncomfortable clip from Jonathan Gannon, perhaps speculating why he got fired. You look at it, and Arizona is not one of these teams, and Arizona's future will certainly be interesting to follow, because they're in a situation with their quarterback similar to Jesse and his Miami Dolphins, that they appear to be in a situation with their quarterback where, like, maybe, the Cardinals didn't have to take the step of benching Kyler Murray. Like, they were kind of aided in that process by injuries. But the Dolphins did take the step to sit Tua Tagovailoa there at the end of their season. And Tua said in his exit interview, his exit conversation with reporters, yeah, like a fresh start somewhere would be dope. Like, I think everybody has recognized there's probably some quarterback team partnerships that need to come to a conclusion, and it could wind up just being a shuffling of quarterbacks across the league. And you know, it's such an integral part to how things work. And when you look at teams that had, there's a handful of teams, you know, Carolina's in the playoffs because of the two seasons that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had. Yeah. They had one where we were talking about Baker Mayfield being an MVP contender. They had a season where Jesse said, yeah, we might be getting to the point where we have to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as a Super Bowl contender. Then they lost like 7 of 9. And there's context to it. Of course, I mean, injuries all over the place, like brutal injuries all over the place. And their season died. You know, this season they did a hell of a job of keeping themselves in it the final Sunday of the season, but they had put themselves in a spot where they weren't in control. Like, you beat Carolina, you did what you had to do, but now, you know, we saw the clips of Baker Mayfield on Instagram. You just got to wait. And it didn't work out. You know, it didn't work out for them.
Right.
Your boys in Houston, that turnaround was spearheaded by C.J. Stroud. Like, the marriage of quarterback and team, but that's a football team that had two completely different seasons. And the Texans are the one, like, you know, we were having conversations about CJ and the Texans, like, man, this, what was that rookie year, man? Because this looked a little funny at this point. 9 straight. And they're a team where I'm like, are they dangerous in the playoffs? They might be. I don't know. But I got my eye on them. And it's a team with, it's another team that within a very short, you know, 17 game, 18 week schedule had two completely different seasons.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a big proponent and believer in Houston. I think they've got the best defense in football. Last couple of weeks though, they've given up some points that I didn't see coming. One was the Raiders. I mean, they had a mm-hmm. little bit of a close game mm-hmm. with the Raiders. So that worries me a little bit, but I think they found what they needed to do to be successful, and a formula that they needed to use to be successful for this particular group of guys. And I think them finding that out, I still think it's going to propel them throughout the playoffs. You look at a team like, I want to say the 49ers, because they've had the non-injured version of Brock Purdy and George Kittle and stuff like that, mm-hmm. had to navigate through that. And then the offense really took over in that second half when Warner and Bosa are gone and Brock and Kittle and those guys come back. So that's another example of, like, maybe two different seasons, finding yourself in the middle of the season. Going back to that Houston one, though, I think Houston is gonna surprise some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready. It's mm-hmm. not whiteboard worthy yet mm-hmm. about where I think they're going to go. But
they got the Steelers on Monday.
I think they win that game.
In Pittsburgh.
Kyle is right, and it kind of had me a little nervous with the offense mm-hmm. being a little iffy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the defense is going to be good enough. So they beat Pittsburgh. They'll probably... I'm thinking about the Chargers, but they'll probably end up playing the Broncos, and it's going to be a dangerous game for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a dangerous game for Denver. I want to say they're going to get to the AFC Championship game. I won't be a coward. Ooh. I'm going to say it. Texans are going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Throw it on the board.
You want me to write it?
Well, I didn't say that. I said
no,
I
you just said
say
it.
Well,
I'm just saying. On it. Yeah, you just said it on the radio.
I didn't what say
it. Casey's like, if I say it on the radio and don't write it, they'll forget. I'll write it for you. I'm closer to the board.
I literally said it. I don't know if it's whiteboard worthy.
It's whiteboard worthy. Seven-seater or something like that.
All right. Put it on the board. Texans in the AFC Championship game.
Should I go ahead and erase this 49ers?
Tell them to throw an X next to it.
Oh, man. I said that.
We got to start keeping track of the ones we got wrong.
Man, I get no credit for the 3 weeks I was right.
Just to be clear, The Texans
will make the AFC Championship game. Book it. Put it on the whiteboard. Jesse, you're in agreement with that one, right?
With what?
Texans making AFC Championship.
No, he can't hear me, by the way. I know. I did not co-sign. Somebody please tell Damien. I did not co-sign.
Now, Jesse got the one on the whiteboard that I hope is right. You said this about a month ago.
Yeah, I've been working Eagles on that one for a while. Still feel pretty
in
good
the wild
about
card.
It.
I hope you're right. I really do.
I just don't think the Eagles, like, they're good, but.
That was great penmanship by you, by the way.
The Eagles stuff is a lot of what they've done.
I don't think that we talked about it earlier. I don't think the Eagles are good.
The defense is legit, but I don't know if that's going to carry them.
I know it sounds crazy. It sounds ridiculous. Like, they're not good. They can make the Super Bowl, though. They can make the Super Bowl because their path could get friendly. It could get advantageous, their path. But I don't think the Eagles are good. Like, to Jesse's point, I don't think they're good enough on the offensive end.
And while Damien's back, too, we need to start keeping track of who gets what wrong and right on the board, because Kyle Madsen threw a bunch of nonsense on there, and it's like, we can't just let that happen here.
Like, the Ravens are good? Like,
yeah, that was a loss.
So far, he's 0-2. He's trying to. He's got
like
one
he's
more.
The Kings are going
to
win.
Oh no, he's
going
to be. He's going to be 0-3. That Kings will win 3 out of 4 in 10 days is insane. Like, I get the line. I get. He looked at the schedule and thought, no, they're going to be able to win. Sweetie, they are not. Like, they might go 0-4 in that stretch.
Oof.
If I remember right, I know Washington was one. These are all home games.
It's
it was
like
Washington,
Phoenix.
Portland. I think it was Washington, Portland.
I got you.
Miami and Toronto, maybe.
Toronto's definitely one. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That was it.
They're all at home.
They're all at home.
It's Washington, Portland, Miami, Toronto.
They have you have their whole schedule.
Yeah.
Scroll a little bit past that into the road trip. It's like a 6-game road trip.
I got it right.
They might lose every game by 40.
At Cleveland, at Detroit, at the Knicks, at the Sixers, at the Celtics, and then on Mountain Network at
Monument.
Washington. at Wizards.
Oh, man. Was that 6 games?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's brutal.
What are the dates for that? Is that February?
January? January 23rd to February 1st.
Oh, my God. God, that is brutal. That is absolute. I know we saw that when the season started, but it's so much worse now.
No Keegan either.
It's so much worse. No Keegan. Mm. Like I kid, but I don't. Like, they might lose those games by 40. Like, their 5-game losing streak right now since beating Dallas in KC's IG video of driving past the Golden One Center. They've lost by 24, 41, 14, 27, and 17. The game they lost by 27, I think, was a close game in the fourth quarter. Or maybe the third.
Which game was that again?
Was that
Boston? Or no?
No, that was it Phoenix? Not Phoenix. I don't think it was Boston.
27. I've got that schedule right here. They lost to the Lakers by 24.
I got 24, hold on. Yeah, it was the Suns, 129-102.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, at the half, I think it was like a 4-point game. I think at the half it was close.
They got outscored, what is that, 35? Let's see, that's 67. They got outscored 67-46 in the second half?
Doug, the Bucks game was a 1-point game with like 7 minutes to go.
Bruh. They do this all of the time.
They got beat down. I was trying to think. I mean, I think they'll beat Washington here. But I was trying to look. I was like, they don't get it tonight. When are they winning again?
So there was a time.
That Miami game, and at Miami, we didn't think they were going to win that game.
Sure.
And they won.
There was a time 2-3 years ago where I thought the Kings can win any game anytime they step on the floor, they can win. They're capable, like, they're good enough to win. Like, they're good enough to beat Denver or Boston or Philadelphia or whoever was hot, you know, that beam team year. Like, they're good enough. Now I firmly believe they're going to lose every game that they play. And I, like, I'm surprised every time they win. Sitting, you know, when that New York game, or when I was in New York, that Dallas game, it started at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
It, like, I remember looking at the screen going, oh, they won. Wow. And, you know, that was the night I proposed. So, like, it wasn't until, you know, much later downtime where I looked to see, like, hey, what happened in this game? And like, oh, they won. Cool. That's good. I'm shocked.
I was shocked myself.
And that's that. Like, so if they win tonight, wow, they won.
I'll be surprised.
And that'll be the case every time they win for the rest of the season.
Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion. She was here. I didn't even know she was going to be here.
Was she here for real?
Yeah, she was at the Kings game. Because I know she was in the Bay Area for
Yeah,
Christmas.
I knew she was there for, I saw she that.
Stayed around for a couple days and went to the Kings game.
Huh. Well.
Shout out, Meg.
Welcome to the city, Meg. She opened a Popeyes.
She did. I saw that. Yeah.
She opened a Popeyes.
In Miami.
Good for Meg. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Oh, that's a tough stretch for the. So, yeah, you're right. We need to start keeping track of some of these takes up here.
Let's start after the Super Bowl predictions.
Your Ravens versus Eagles take isn't feeling.
Oh, we're starting it now.
To be fair, there isn't a prediction I would have made where I'm like, nah, I feel good about this.
What do you have up there?
Packers-Bills.
Oh.
Like, no, it's alive, but like,
I meant to,
it's not like, no, guys, it's going to happen. Watch. Let me tell you why. Like, I don't know.
I meant to go back and check this. What's the, we don't have to do it now, but how did the playoff thing go for it? The 4-4 out.
Oh, good call. Oh, that's going to take, that's going to take a little bit of work.
I said Minnesota was going to be in, and I said, I said the Packers were going to be out.
I got the Lions being out.
Yeah, you got that one.
I don't know if I put Kansas City.
Did I put New York in?
Yeah.
Did I put the Giants in?
I think we both had the Steelers out.
You did go through
out.
Like a Giants phase for a little bit.
We did have the Steelers out. I did that for fun.
We
both had the Steelers out.
I don't know if I got any. I had the Broncos in.
I'm sure I can find it.
Wait, so the Broncos made it the year before.
So, like, let's look real quick. Denver made the playoffs last year. Yeah. The Patriots didn't.
Yeah, I didn't have them in. I know that.
Jacksonville didn't make the playoffs last year?
No. The 49ers.
The 49ers didn't make the playoffs last year. We both had them in.
Yeah.
Everybody. All of us had them in. I'll have to go through.
Yeah,
all
I meant
of our,
to look at that the other, like last night.
Our old,
so
we could just take a quick peek. You did have Kansas City out?
I don't think I put it on that.
Okay.
I think that was something I just said.
So, like, Kansas City made the playoffs last year, didn't this year. Baltimore made the playoffs last year, didn't this year. Everyone else in the AFC is back. Detroit didn't make it. Tampa Bay didn't make it. There's your four. Minnesota didn't make it. You're up to five. Washington didn't make it. You're at six.
Wow.
Six teams who made the playoffs. I think we had Washington out. Now we got to look. now I need to know.
We just have to
go back. All we have to do is find the rundown.
It was like
from
August,
September. It's got to be September, right? Because of the beginning of the year.
I thought we might have done it late August.
It's usually like the week of week one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's September. It was after Labor Day.
Shawan Jennings gets $3 million of extensions. Here's a note from September 4th. What kind of pressure does Pete Carroll have entering the season?
Apparently too much for him to handle.
Well,
sports talk is crazy, bro. Sports talk is crazy.
Let's go. I can't remember what date. Did the season start September 11th?
I want to say 10th.
Boy. Mets lost yesterday, so the Giants stay two games back.
Oh, my gosh.
What a bunch of losers we are.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to do this radio thing.
Oh, so it was definitely the week before. It must have been Wednesday, September 3rd. That has to have been it. Mm. What four teams that made the playoffs last year? It happens every year. KC has... Okay, so we get cute and we don't. We always leave one out. KC has the Steelers out, the Bucks out.
I got that.
The Packers out. That's the only three you put on here.
And I think I said Chiefs.
You have the Falcons in.
Well, they did have the same record.
The Bengals in. And the 49ers in. I was on the fence. But didn't put my name. I was on the fence about Minnesota. Mm. You were on the fence about your beloved Chargers. I had
the Chargers in.
I had the Steelers out, the Commanders out, and the Chargers out. I too had the Bengals in, the 49ers in, and the Jaguars in.
Ooh, good call on the Jags.
I don't know who the last team I had out was. I think it was the Lions, and the team I had in was the Giants.
I think for sure I had the Chargers in because I thought they were going to win a division.
I think you're one more.
That was
no, yeah, you didn't have them out. You did not have them out. You had them on the fence.
Oh, they made.
We had a category on the fence, but we wouldn't go with it. You were on the fence about the Chargers this year.
The Broncos and
your fourth team
playoffs last year.
Your fourth team, I think, was Kansas City. Yeah, I think Kansas City was the team you said is not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had the Broncos.
I know Jesse had Detroit for sure.
I don't think I wrote mine down.
Yeah, yours aren't in the rundown. But I know for sure you had Detroit out.
No surprise teams next. Well, we can have the surprise teams. Just fill it in. Because next year I'm going 4-for-4. Matter of fact, I'm going 8-for-8.
It's six teams this year that made the playoffs that didn't the year before.
It's crazy because it doesn't feel that.
It
way.
Never it does. It doesn't feel like that. It never many does.
New teams, but.
Yeah. But yeah, like the Commanders. The Commanders, the 12-5 the year before. Mm. 12-5. You know, the year before, 5-12 this year.
I wonder what's going to happen with them moving forward because that's a good one. Like a one off. They
who
didn't
left
make
them?
It. It Kings, like,
Kingsbury left them.
Yeah, he's out of there.
He got fired.
I think they fired the defensive coordinator too.
Like I don't think that roster is very good. They went. And
so
got
what,
a bunch
was
of old
names. What was the 12-5?
It was just got hot.
Well, they were.
I mean, Jaden.
Good.
Jayden. Are we out on?
He was hurt a lot of this year.
He was
there
hurt
was no
a lot
consistency.
Are we still in?
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
I am. For the record, I'm still in. Okay.
I am.
Well, yeah, they won. Well, with 12 games last year, it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. let's go all in on these 35-year-old receivers, Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin. It's like, they're like 32 or whatever. Like, you get my point. But it's just like, yeah, you went all in on some old guys.
Did they get Von Miller?
Von Miller's on that team. Yeah.
Like. They're not young. Like they don't have, it's not like they got the old guys to hold it down while the young guys figure it out. Like they just went, got old guys.
Yeah, they went for names.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I'm not sure what happens moving forward. Once again, I think Jaden is good. Last year at this time, I would have definitely told you he's way better than Caleb. I don't know if you say that this year. He probably might not be better at all than Caleb Williams.
Well, Caleb's the one I'm going to watch next year. Mm-hmm. Like, do you build off of it? Because it's not like Jaden was a rookie. Mm-hmm. CJ was a rookie when he did what he did. Like, those were rookie quarterbacks. Caleb's not. And it's like, all right, like, did you, the year two that Jaden had, the year two that CJ had, did Caleb already have that? Mm-hmm. And is he now having that moment that those guys had in their first year, he's just having it now, and his ascension starts. There is something I noticed. It was obvious. We've seen it all year, but it really stands out looking at the actual numbers and what this year might look like, particularly in the AFC. We'll share with you what that is when dealing with Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trista Crick's going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Just one quick note, because you mentioned something about the Beam a minute ago. And with TK joining us, we'll shift our attention a little bit to basketball. But I just looking at these records from this year to last year, there's something telling to me about Denver being 10-7 last year and 14-3 this year. It's, you know, we talked a few minutes ago about teams that had two distinctively different parts of the season. The Broncos didn't. And part of that conversation we were having was meant to lead to like how much, you know, momentum might not be the right word, but, you know, how much momentum can you truly take, especially in the NFL, from one season to another? You know, you see that in basketball sometimes. I think Phoenix has the most famous example where they, you know, they played those meaningless games in the bubble. I think they were 8-0 or 9-0 or something like that. And then the next year, they're like, no, this is a real basketball team. Like, they're off and running. That was after a year of being terrible. Again, whether that's actual momentum or just changes that were made the offseason, like, whatever. But Denver built something last year. And now they're the number one seed in the AFC, and it's like, I'll speak for myself and myself only. I probably should have given them more credit as a team that, you know, to, you know, it's Tuesday. So, you know, Kyle's Tuesday tiers. Maybe they are a tier one team. You look at Washington. Washington right now today was a random 12-5 who went to the conference championship. Part of that is because of where they were the year before. Part of that is because of where they are right now. Denver is not a random 14-3.
No.
That's a team that built, whether I like their head coach or not. That's a team that built and has something to where it's like, the defense is legit, a little bit more development. Yeah, maybe that is a tier one football team.
They've established something and built upon that. And yeah, the head coach gives a lot of credit for that.
I
give him a lot of credit for that. And
he's a good coach. I think he's a jackass sometimes.
Yeah.
And he takes unnecessary shots at people.
I haven't liked him for a long time, but he's a hell of a coach.
Not that I've never done that, but still.
Line them up. Time after time again.
Shout out to all the new eras and
landscapes.
We might have to get Cattles on the show, man. It's a 2-seed New England Patriots team.
I know, man. We got to see what's going on.
That was just as we were looking at the teams that made the playoffs this year, didn't that last year? That's something that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about the beam a minute ago.
Yeah. So,
other than it's in hiding,
it was. I was just gonna mention something, and then it was related to. I saw it as a tweet, and now the tweet has. People have found the tweet, and it's starting to buzz.
Oh, boy.
Starting to buzz.
Is a tweet from you?
Tweet from me.
Oh, boy.
Did you see what the Rockets did last night?
Mr. Viral all of a sudden. I don't.
What did they do?
Think so.
Trash. Well, that's what they did.
What I saw yesterday, there was a video. Kevin Durant hits the button. And then the scoreboard just starts to light. Or not light, smoke. Yeah. Smoke's coming out the scoreboard.
And there's a button. Basically, they're doing their post-game light the beam situation, and it's set the scoreboard on fire or whatever. I don't know what the hell they're calling it, but anyway, I saw it and I said, "This is garbage. This is trash."
Liftoff, maybe.
I don't know. But
Aaron says they're launching a rocket.
All right, man. They're launching trash.
Yeah, unless there's a real rocket, I'm not interested.
But I saw that and I was like, "Oh, that's trash." And I said something to the effect of,
"Okay, so I absolutely think that that's what that is."
The smoke?
I think it's supposed to be like let me see if I can hear the sound. Because the way the smoke comes down, it looks like a rocket. Obviously, it's not moving. It's a scoreboard. But it looks like it's, all right, lift off. I don't know.
No, you're right. And that is garbage. That's trash.
Oh, no, I absolutely think that's what that is.
They did a horrible job. They did an absolutely horrible job.
So this happened.
This is dumb. I'm sorry. This is stupid. This is dumb. Like, it's just, you just hit the pyro, bro. Like, oh, yeah, John Cena's coming out now. Like, this is stupid. Goldberg. Gold. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Hey, this is awful.
Did you see the Spurs thing?
Yes. Yeah, so that goes into, like, so I tweeted out. I said, the beam has really changed. And I didn't think nothing. I just saw this, and I was like, this is trash. I said, the beam has really changed the NBA, and all these copycat force gimmicks are trash. Haven't seen a good one yet. And people in San Antonio have found the tweet. Yeah, well, nobody cares about the Kings. Please, the drum, that's garbage. It's garbage. All right? This little liftoff or Goldberg, whatever you want to call it, it's trash. If somebody comes up with a nice little celebration afterwards that's good, I will say that it is good. I will give you the credit for, like, that's creative. That's a good one right there. I still love the bean.
Shout out, Brittany. Brittany says, it's hilarious watching the Spurs fans act like Houston is copying them. That's a good reply right there.
Right. I saw that one too. And they're trash. The bean, it changed the game. It changed the game in the NBA.
So, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Houston's got to get one of those toy rockets at least and set that off.
Yeah. So what if, do you think Rockets fans, like, and this is a winning basketball team, do you think Rockets fans are like, hey, this is kind of dope? Or do they look at this like, man, this sucks. Why don't we shoot a rocket into the sky every time right. we win?
Fireworks or something.
Like, can we get a fake rocket to shoot off the top of our building, like a hologram rocket or something?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. And I know the Kings didn't start it in all of sports, right? You got to fly the W with the Cubs. You've got, I think the actual, like, beam situation was something the Angels were doing years ago. And the Kings kind of got the, you know, idea and said, hey, let's do our spin of it. But if I was the Rockets or the Spurs, I'd be embarrassed. Or a Spurs fan, I'd be embarrassed for this, not for my basketball team, but for this. Like, bro, we're clearly trying to piggyback off something Sacramento started and popularized.
If you're going to do it,
I'd be embarrassed. I'd be like, nah, this is a bad look, guys. Don't do this.
Can I have what will clearly be an unpopular take?
Yeah.
I don't –
No, don't say it's good.
Let me think this through.
Don't say it's good.
I don't.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
I don't hate that teams driving their own thing, but you got to probably do it a little bit better than just, oh, yeah, there's smoke coming out the scoreboard.
I kind of like the Spurs one.
I think that's whack.
I think it's cool, and I think it gives people a reason to stay. I mean, the beam does, too. Mm. I don't know if the little rocket smoke is going to get people to stay or not. But there's super crowd participation with this.
But they kind of jacked that from the Vikings.
No, for sure.
But the Vikings jacked that from someone, how many
original ideas are there?
There's like, not a lot, but the people who made it popular deserve that credit. So, like I said, the Kings.
Well, what do you want Wimby to do? Like, hey,
go into the locker room.
What?
Go to the locker room. You guys didn't come up with the first. What, you want to put a churro on the sky? So you can do that.
I don't know. That felt racist. I don't think it was.
Charles Barkley. That'd be hilarious.
That was Charles.
kind of felt inappropriate.
Everybody get your churros out.
So they said it's a countdown. Oh,
nah, that look. You just gotta chalk it up. To where, like, damn, we didn't think of that first. All right.
I don't think you have to because I disagree.
I think KC would be really good. You got to be nicer to the Spurs, but we got to hate on the Rockets. Like, the Spurs, like, that's not the Vikings thing. The Vikings stole that from someone.
They've got to do better. The countdown to the rocket lifting off and then, like, a little puff of smoke coming out.
Well, how about hitting the button? That's the same thing as hitting the beam.
Yeah, get a switch.
It's a rocket launch. You gotta have more smoke though. This isn't enough smoke. Like it's
weak.
It's just
rocket.
Like a little puff of smoke comes out. It's like it's a rocket lifting off. Like create like a full experience.
Both of them are trash. I'm not feeling the Spurs one either.
And you get and really what you have to do too. And it I don't know if KD did this. I don't think he did. Let me watch this real quick. I don't think that he did. But it's hard to tell. Like, count down.
Yeah, get the little Houston. Like, we have a problem.
Yeah, do the full
just
gimmick.
Walked over there.
He's like, all right, guys, we won. And, like, KD's the worst to get involved because he tries to get into it like, hey. He probably was only really into it because he hates the sun so much. Like, hey.
The least you could do is go outside real quick and launch a bottle rocket or something like that. Just do something.
Let me see if I can find is it Rockets Liftoff? Does it have a name?
I don't know. They just said new year, new celebration.
It's time for liftoff. All right. Okay, hold on.
All right, Buzz Lightyear.
So hold on. Okay, wait a second.
This thing sucks.
No, hold on. Hold on. Oh, hell no.
What you see?
So I'm going to tag... Jesse, what Twitter account do you have open?
I think it's ESPN's.
Man. So KD,
I got ESPN's.
KD walks over and someone is telling him, hey, you got to, I'm assuming she's saying, you got to press this button. He's looking at her like, what? You got to press this button. And he walks over, he looks at it, and he presses the button and then points and then leaves. He hits him with the Usain Bolt and then leaves. You guys got to see this. Watch this video. What? So we got to lift off the rocket, KD. Lift off the rocket. This?
He doesn't know what this is.
What? This sucks. This is terrible.
You don't even know what's going on.
This is absolutely.
Did I break something?
KD's like, what the hell is this?
Pointing right now. Look, smoke.
Hey, man. This is trash, dude.
Hey, that's awful.
That is trash,
awful, bro. Look,
you need significantly more smoke. One, two. Did you notice everybody left?
Nobody cared, but this is trash.
Nobody knew what they were doing.
Trash.
It's like somebody came up with that idea that morning.
Look, maybe the only thing this franchise has ever gotten right is the beam.
The spring.
That's it. They got that right. They nailed it. It's perfect. The Spurs thing, I disagree with you guys. That's trash. And that thing right there, that Rockets thing, oh, that's garbage.
No, this is garbage.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off.
National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.